So in conclusion, we did demonstrate that patients who have been offered surgery in the past do have significantly increased survival times compared to those who haven't. However, we did also show that these patients were healthier than the patients who weren't offered surgery. They had smaller primary tumours and they had fewer metastases. And this may partly or entirely explain their survival advantage. Given that improved survival increases the likelihood of uncontrolled chest wall disease, it would be tempting, I suppose, to offer all these patients surgery on the basis that they may all need it on the end. But I suppose we need to recognise the fact that surgery doesn't carry an insignificant personal and economic burden for these patients, and to recommend it without level one evidence would be irresponsible. So what really is needed is a randomised control trial, both to establish in well-matched patients whether surgery does indeed convey a survival advantage, and also, given that stage four breast cancer patients are a heterogeneous group, to determine which patients would be most suitable for surgery and get the most benefit from it.